I miss happy sábado. Sábado is Sabbath. We are happy for be here in God's house. Also in God's presence. Amen. I want to make a special mention of two visitors that we have today here in our church. We have Lydia and Frank. Thank you for being here. This is your first time here, Lydia? Ah, that's good. My brother, Victor. Thank you for being here. I saw Emmanuel also. Frank. And June. God bless you. Yeah. I saw Emmanuel somewhere. Okay. The title for the message today is very simple. If you memorize that title, here, there, we can find the message. The power of the faithful light. We can repeat that? The power of the faithful light. That is the first part. The second part is, if we can repeat, God is looking for a faithful light. God is looking for a faithful light. And we can finish the sermon saying, God, I want to be a faithful light. Amen. Amen? We can repeat that? God, I want to be a faithful light. God is looking for people that allow the Holy Spirit working in his life, in her life, to be a faithful light. The test, biblical test passage for today was written for my brother Eric. Eric, you did a good job. It's in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 until 16. I want to invite you to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Because in this darkness world, you are shining us for be a powerful, faithful light for your glory. We can do nothing for ourselves, but we can do everything through your power working in our life. For that reason, we want to ask you, please bless us, use us, and allow that your Holy Spirit can speak through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Bible says, yet are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do the men light a candle and put it on the bushel. But we put that candle where? On a candlestick, and if it gave light unto all that are in the house, let your light to shine before the men, that they may what? That they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in the heaven. Amen. Matthew 5:14 until 16 is one of the most challenging and inspiring passages in the Bible. Amen? Amen. You are the light of the world. Throughout Christian history, these words have been used to inspire believers to fulfill the mission, yes, to live life of integrity and to remain faithful to God. They have been repeated from where? Pulpit, in classroom, in homes, also in great auditorium. This message contained in this word has often been a final appeal of a teacher to his student, from a father or mother to their children, or a spiritual leader to the congregation. We used to say to our daughter, remember, you are a light of the world. No matter what happened, no matter where you are a light for other people.
But above all, this is Jesus' message to his church. Here, Jesus is not presenting a simple suggestion. He is not asking a question or merely opening up a possibility. Jesus is making a declaration, giving us a mandate, presenting a mission statement. It is a challenge. It expresses one of the highest and most compelling dimensions of what it means to live the Christian life.
He's not asking, do you want to be a light? He's not saying, you can be a light. No, he's saying what? You are. He's affirming. He's telling us there is no one option. The declaration is, you are the light of the world.
You are the light of the world. This passage challenges children, teenagers, young people, adults, elderly men and women, church leaders and church members alike.
That is not only for one group. It's not only for men, it's not only for women, it's not for teenager. That is the God challenge for you and for me, for everybody here. That means there is no excuse. Because the Bible says, you and me, we are the light.
It is a calling and a mandate that includes all of us. In the midst of the darkness surrounding humanity, Jesus did not say, try to be the light. He said, you are the light of the world. That identity defines the mission of every believer.
For every believer. We can realize that we are not the original source of that light. Jesus is the light.
Obviously, this light cannot come naturally from within us.
Why not?
How can I be a light when I am a sinner?
We are sinners. From ourselves, we cannot shine. We cannot be bright. For ourselves, we are in darkness. But Jesus said, you are the light.
Paul describes the struggle of the human heart. For the good that I would do, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do.
Why we cannot to be light? Because in the end, even though we can do the right thing for ourselves, because We are sinners, we are weak. In the end, we are doing the wrong thing. Jesus is the only source of true light. We can do not produce the light. We can only reflect it. Just as the moon reflects the light of the sun.
A mirror can reflect light only when it is turned around, turned toward the source of that light. In the same way, our lives reflect Christ when they remain focused on Him.
Amen. Only looking for Jesus, God's face, only through the connection with Him, we can be or we can become a light for others.
Just as the moon has no light of its own, but only reflects the light of the sun, we do not shine by ourselves.
Jesus declared in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. He is the light.
The more time we spend with Christ through prayer, the study of the Bible, and obedience, the more clearly we will reflect His character. Without Christ, we live in darkness. Only through a daily relationship with Jesus can we become light to the world around us.
Amen. God says, you are the light. But only through Him we can become light. The closer we are to Jesus, the brighter our light will shine. When we look around us, we can find that darkness requires no effort. That is natural. In the beginning, the Bible says, the darkness what? Cover the earth. But God need to work for take out the light. The light requires no effort.
It's easier to become part of the darkness than to become a light that illuminates. Darkness requires no effort. All you have to do is turn off the light. But in order to illuminate, there must be a source of light.
Yeah, we can say the darkness is automatically, but to become a light, we need to have intention. Intention.
Darkness is like weeds growing in the ground. They spread naturally. They require no special effort.
In our backyard, if we don't cut up the grass, what happened with that grass? Growing up. But not only the grass, also a tree can grow in our backyard.
If we stop cutting the grass around our house, 20 years from now, the property will probably not be surrounded by beautiful apple, mango, avocado, and orange trees. Instead, there will be vines, weeds, and wild trees whose roots may eventually damage the foundation and whose branches may cover the doors and windows.
Ah. For 20 years, don't cut anything in your backyard. In the end, we will have what? A jungle. Yeah. Until our whole house can be covered. Yeah. After 20 years, we will not find mango, avocado, orange, apple. No. Darkness. That weight will destroy everything. that include the Howe Foundation.
In the same way, spiritual darkness spreads naturally when the light is absent.
Is that right? In the spiritual way, spiritual darkness spread naturally when there is no light.
In the midst of the darkness of sin, in a world governed by the pursuit of pleasure, selfishness, indifference, and hopelessness, God calls us to the light must not be hidden.
No hide the light. Jesus said that no one light or lamp and put it on the basket. Light is a mean to be seen.
Shine as the light in the world. Light transforms its surroundings. It dispels darkness. It shows the way. It gives hope. It creates a sense of safety.
You remember the prophet say, he declared, arise, shine, for the daylight is gone, and the glory of the Lord is rising upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. That is God's purpose for our life, that his glory can cover us beyond the darkness that we can see around us. We have been called to show his glory. We have been called to be a light in the mirror of the darkness.
Darkness can never overcome light. Even a small light begins to drive darkness away. We do not need a perfect environment to shine. We do not need to live in a perfect place or under perfect circumstances in order to demonstrate the power of a faithful light.
When is the best time to allow our light to be shine? When everything is going well? No. The best time for show our light is right now. Amen. In mirror of the darkness that are covered the earth. The Bible say the darkness are covered the earth, but God's glory can be shined through you.
Amen. Under tremendous social, emotional, and spiritual pressure, Joseph demonstrated the transforming power of a faithful light in Egypt.
Was that moment for Joseph was a good time? No. He had so many spiritual, emotional, spiritual pressure over him. But he allowed that his light shine in Egypt.
Far away from his parents and family, living in one of the most pagan environments of his time, Joseph was a faithful light because he remained faithful during trials, pursued excellence in everything he did, and resisted temptation.
Amen. He was a powerful, faithful light in Egypt. And God was glorified through him.
Egypt did not change Joseph. The light of heaven shining through Joseph helped change Egypt for the better.
Amen. We can allow that the darkness change us, affect us, or we can shine for God and, like Joseph, be a light in the middle of the darkness. Do you remember Daniel and his friend? They allow that God light shine through them. Daniel and his friend demonstrate that the decision to be alive can be an influence and for the whole country, empire. He was alone. Daddy, mom, they were not there. Family, they were not there. But they commit to themselves, we will be a faithful life here in Babylon. That means if Joseph was a faithful, powerful life in Egypt, if Daniel and his friend were a powerful, faithful light in Babylon, we can be also a powerful, faithful light in Massachusetts. Amen. We can be a powerful, faithful light in our neighborhood. We can be a powerful, faithful light in our family. We can be also a powerful, faithful light in our workplace. We can be a powerful, faithful light in our school. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
There is no excuse for allow the darkness affect us, to follow the darkness. We need to walk against the darkness. We need to be a light. But we can not be alive for ourselves. Only connecting with Jesus, we can become a powerful, faithful light.
Under tremendous pressure to conform to a different educational system, a different lifestyle, and the worship of false gods, Daniel remained a faithful light in Babylon. Babylon did not change Daniel. Daniel helped transform Babylon.
Amen. Because Daniel and his friend, they say, we will not allow to be contaminated. We will be a faithful light here.
Esther was a light in Persia. Esther decided to be a faithful light in the Persian Empire by fulfilling the mission for which God had placed her where she was.
Yeah, he was faithful light.
Esther accepted the challenge, fulfilled her mission, and helped change the course of history.
Yeah. The question is, God used Esther? Mm-hmm. Yes. Depression was high. When she approved to the king, she was in risk to say, to be rejected and to be killed. But she said, no, this is the moment because God called me. I will fulfill my mission. I will be a faithful, powerful light in this place.
The early Christians were lights in Rome. The early Christians became lights in the midst of the darkness of the Roman Empire.
There was darkness in Rome for that time? How many gods they had? So many people reject the Jesus and the gospel, but that was no an impediment for the early Christian to become a light. They fulfilled the mission. They became a faithful, powerful light. And they changed everything.
They did not change the world because they were politically, powerfully wealthy, or socially influential. They changed the world because their faithful lives became beacons of light reflecting Jesus Christ.
Amen. It's not for the about the position. It's not about what role I am in my workplace. No. It's not about what in what position, social position. I am. No, we can become a powerful, faithful light, no matter what, where we are. What is our condition?
And today, God is still looking for people who are willing to shine in the midst of a dark world. Why do we sometimes hide our light?
You know, in my country, they film a movie, and the title for that movie is Christian or the Secret, Secret Selfie. And so the message, the idea is, I am Christian, but nobody knows that I am Christian. Because they talk like the other person, they do everything that other person does. No, no, we cannot be a secret selfie Christian. We are a light. And the light cannot be hide. Everybody knows when the light is on. Everybody.
Many times we hide our light because of fear of rejection, shame about our faith.
Especially our students. Don't be afraid for being rejected for your belief. You are the light there. Don't be ashamed about your faith, because God had put you in that classroom for be a light.
Spiritual complacency, the desire to please the world. But Jesus still says to us,
what Jesus said to us, you can be a light. You can be. That can be good idea, you became a light. No, Jesus said,
you are the light of the world.
You are a light of the world.
It is not enough for people simply to know that we attend church. It is not even enough merely to talk about Jesus.
They say no, yes. Oh, that person, that guy, he go to Hudson Seventh-day Adventist Church. No, that is not enough. We have been called to be a light.
Every believer must be a light. In the home through love, at work through integrity, in the church through service, in the community through compassion, darkness is defeated by light.
Amen. How we can defeat the darkness? Hitting? The only solution is turn on the light.
give him a second.
It's coming?
No. Yes, it's going to come on. A small candle can illuminate an entire room. In the same way, one life completely surrendered to God can transform families, communities, and even generations.
Amen. When we enter a darkness room with our cell phone, we can see, no? I used to wake up very early in the morning. I tried don't affect Sandra. I don't want to sleep with my wash. I used to put, because I can feel if somebody texts me here, but in the morning, early in the morning, I used to. Now I cannot see anything. But in the darkness, I can see if I need to take something from the table. One very small light can bright in the darkness. Can bright in the darkness. Remember, around us, there is darkness. There is what?
Darkness.
A spiritual darkness, emotional darkness, every kind of darkness. But the Bible says, remember, you are the light.
The lighthouse. A lighthouse does not make the storm disappear, but it can keep ships from being destroyed.
Is that right or wrong? Which is the purpose of the beacon, the lighthouse? To show the way. This is the way.
In the same way, Christians cannot eliminate every problem in the world. We cannot stop every storm. We cannot remove every difficulty. But through our lives, our faith, our integrity, our compassion, and our witness, we can point people toward the safe way, to Jesus Christ, while they are navigating through the storms of life.
We can show Jesus. For that reason, the Bible says, allow that your light can shine in some way that the people can glorify God. We are the light of the world.
The world does not need more people complaining about the darkness.
Sometimes we Christian people say, oh, darkness, darkness, there are so many darkness around us. But that is not our mission.
The world needs disciples who are willing to shine. There's an English proverb that says, it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness.
It better what?
To light a candle.
To light a candle than
to curse the darkness.
The darkness. There is darkness. That is real. But our mission is to be a light.
The greatest need of the school and classrooms where you will spend this school year is not better teachers, better athletic coaches, better technology, or even better food.
What is our greater need?
The greatest need of our neighborhoods and our country is for children of God who will become faithful beacons of light.
Amen.
God has placed us where we are, in our family, our workplace, our community, our school, to be a faithful light. Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
I love that quote from Ellen G. White. You know that quote. But it's good to remember for us also for you people. That's a powerful quote from Ellen G. White.
The greatest want of the world is the want of men. Men who will not be bought or sold. Men who in their innermost souls are true and honest. Men who do not fear to call sin by its right name. Men whose conscience is as true to duty as the needle to the pole. Men who will stand for the right though the heavens fall. Jesus is a branch from which God expects fruit, a steward whose capital must yield increase, a light to illuminate the world's darkness.
Which is the greatest need in the world? Better social, political, economical situation? You and me shine through Jesus. That is the greatest need that the world has. We are the light.
How can we demonstrate the power of a faithful light today? by living with integrity, by remaining faithful to the word of God, by serving with excellence, by praying continually, by sharing the love of Christ with those around us, by maintaining hope even in the midst of difficulties.
We are delight. Amen. Amen.
Darkness can never prevail when a faithful child of God allows the light of Christ to shine through his or her life. Perhaps you are the only Christian in your office, your school, your neighborhood, or even in your family.
Maybe in your classroom, you are the only Seventh-day Adventist person. Maybe in your workplace, you are the only person, but you can make the difference. You can be a light for others. You can change the environment through your faithfulness to God.
That is not a disadvantage. True light does not adapt itself to the darkness. It transforms the darkness. One faithful light can illuminate the lives of many.
Amen.
The light is turned on when someone decides to be faithful to God. The light continues to shine when, under any kind of pressure, we choose to obey God. One light can transform a completely dark room. In the same way, one Christian filled with the Holy Spirit can have a powerful influence on a family, a church, a community, a school, or a workplace. One faithful light can even help transform a nation.
Amen. We can make the difference. You know? When Sandra became a Seventh-day Adventist, she was the only Seventh-day Adventist in her family. Even though she was a young girl, but through her mom, her father, her brother, her sister, everybody in the family became a Seventh-day Adventist.
Amen.
We can make the difference if we take the decision to be faithful to God, to be a faithful, powerful light.
The call is to be a faithful light. The world needs light now more than ever.
Do you believe that? Yes. The world is needing what?
Light.
Light more than ever.
There are homes living in darkness because hope has been lost. There are young people searching for meaning and purpose in their lives. There are people living without knowing the love of God. God has placed every believer exactly where he or she is to bring light to that place.
Amen. Why are you living in that neighborhood? Because God had been called you to be a light. Why you are in your family? You can, maybe you, I can, in other way, I am part of my family because God has a purpose for me in that family. For that reason, God put me in that family. And I praise the Lord because through my Christian life, even though I have not been a perfect Christian like everybody here, but through me, I was the first Christian, a Seventh-day Christian in my family. And that had been affect my whole family. Because when we try to do the best, when we try to be faithful to God, everybody around us will be affected for that light.
Mm-hmm. Not everyone will preach from a pulpit, but everyone can preach through the way they live.
Amen.
The question is not whether the world needs light.
Why not the question? What is the real question?
The question is, am I allowing Christ to shine through me?
I am allowing Christ to shine through me? That is the real question.
If we have allowed sin, discouragement, or indifference to dim our light, today is the time to draw close again to Christ, the light of the world.
Amen. Today is the perfect time for restart a new relationship with God. Today is the special, the perfect time to say, God, I want to be a light for you.
Let us ask him to set our hearts on fire through the Holy Spirit so that wherever we go, we may bring hope, truth, and love.
Amen.
Every act of kindness, every word of hope, and every decision to obey God is a light that pushes back the darkness. Today, God is asking us.
What God is asking us?
Will you be a faithful light in your family? Will you be a faithful light in your school? Will you be a faithful light in your community? Will you be a faithful light in your workplace?
Amen. That is God's question. What is our answer?
Yes,
Lord. Please use me for be a powerful, faithful light in my family, in my school, in my community, in my workplace. I want to be a light for others.
Amen.
Finally,
we do not need to be famous to make a difference. We do not need to have great influence, wealth, or recognition. We simply need to allow Christ to shine through us.
Yeah. No, it's for tomorrow. No, when I became a doctor, when I became a lawyer, when I became an architect, that I will be a light. No, no. You can be a light. You should be a light. You must be a light because Jesus said, you are the light.
Let this be our prayer. Lord, make me a light that reflects your love, your truth, and your hope so that others may come to know you and glorify you.
Amen.
Make me a blessing so that through my life others may find the way of salvation.
I want to invite you to please stand up. I want to challenge you to make this prayer, to present that prayer before the Lord. We can repeat together. Lord, make me a light that reflects your love, your truth, and your hope so the other may come to know you and glorify you. Make me a blessing so that other may find. Who say yes? Amen. Amen. Today, I would like to pray for my church, but also in a special way for our students. We are almost in the new school year. We want to pray for you. Nicole, you are almost leaving. Okay, but we want to pray for you. Nicole, you are going to your third year in college. That's great. We would like to pray for you. Other student, we want to pray for you. Sherina, Sayara, everybody that is going to new school year, we would like for you. In some way that God can bless you, and you can become a light. Also, we have hola. I want to call our student. We want to pray for you. Rebecca. You will have a new teacher, maybe a new classmate. You will have a new challenge, intellectual, every kind of challenge, but don't be afraid. God will be with you. Make the commitment. I want to be a powerful, faithful light in my classroom. Amen?